Hey, the Grampians and Pyrenees bestseller doors will gather in Ballarat tomorrow. It's called the Red Series. That's right, no travelling involved. They are coming to you. Let's find out about it this morning with the CEO of Grampians Tourism, Mark Sleeman. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Brett. Lovely to be with you this morning.
Nice to have you on the show, mate. You must have the best job going around organising a gig like this.
Oh, look, what a great job. And I get to spend tomorrow in Ballarat with our lovely listeners tomorrow.
Good on you. Well, it'll be nice to have you here. So what's the setup? You're at the Mining Exchange and these cellar doors are literally coming to us.
So we're really bringing the best of the Pyrenees and Grampians wine to the Ballarat market. It's traditionally, Ballarat have been one of our most popular markets. We see Ballarat residents in our both regions all the time. And we felt that it was a great opportunity for us to take all of our cellar doors and the very best of our winemakers to Ballarat for a special day. And it gives the residents an opportunity to not only come and taste some of the very best wines in Australia, but also to get to meet some of the winemakers. And we get to taste some wine. It's always great to see the winemaker behind the brand sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. To do the tasting, ask some questions, really get involved. The Red Series, it's not new though, but you've had a bit of a touch-up during COVID, Mark?
Yeah, the last time we ran this event was 2019 and it was a full house. Every ticket was sold for that event 2019, and we've had a two-year hiatus due to a couple of lockdowns and pandemics.
Yeah.
And we're all so excited to get back on board. And look, I've been speaking to the winemakers over the last week or so and they're really excited to get back. And it's almost a sense of first time back since lockdown that we're able to engage with our audience in this important Ballarat market.
Mark, when we talk Aussie wines, we often refer to, you know, South Australia leading the way, but I reckon the Grampians and Pyrenees wines are every bit as good. In fact, probably underrated.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've certainly elevated the importance of both Pyrenees and Grampians. We've collaborated many, many times on different activations. Earlier this year, we were in Melbourne as part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival with both Pyrenees and the Grampians as well. And it's the heritage and the history behind the wines and the vines and the Grampians and the Pyrenees is something we've been celebrating a lot more, and people are starting to realise the quality of the destination and the amount of James Halliday five-star rated wineries is significant in our destination.
Yeah, and they're right on our doorstep. You know, take a drive to Great Western, for example, if you haven't done that for a while. You know, as Molly would say, do yourself a favour. It's a ripper, isn't it?
Well, we've got such beautiful wines, and what I love about the wine in our destination is that you can actually meet the winemaker. You know, it's a really authentic wine experience, and the event, the Red Series, is quite a unique experience where we've got two regions coming together, two specific wine regions coming together to celebrate Shiraz, particularly around our hero varietal, and it just it's a casual way of being able to meet the winemakers. Have a taste, you know, buy a bottle or a box. I saw a few boxes walking out the door at our last event. So it's an opportunity also to get hold of some really amazing wines too.
Back in the day, Mark, would the Grampians region and the Pyrenees, would they have viewed themselves as competitors?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. We look at it more as collaboration. We know that if we get people out of Ballarat, Bendigo, Metro Melbourne looking our way to some of the best wines in Western Victoria, we're all going to celebrate and win. So for us, it's about collaborating. You know, we do the same thing in the Grampians with the Grampians different wine festivals, Grampians Grape Escape. We had earlier this year, we had the Pyrenees winemakers together. So, you know, we've got better chance of being able to have cut through in our key target markets if we work together. Mm. And this is another perfect example of bringing all of our the very best of both regions together in one event.
Yeah, strengthening numbers, Mark, you're absolutely right. In fact, 22 of the best cellar doors coming to Ballarat tomorrow. It's a bit of a who's who, Mark, isn't it?
Oh, look, definitely. And you've got some really famous wines there, you know, from the Pyrenees. You've got Blue Pyrenees, Dog Rock, amongst a whole lot of other ones. You know, we've got Fallen Giants, who won the coveted Jimmy Watson Memorial Trophy for best young red and best wines. So you've really got the best of the region. And, you know, when you compare the wine in our destination, you know, we have some of the oldest vines in Australia growing in our region. So it's a good opportunity to get along and get a hold of some of this pretty amazing wine. And, look, it's a really easy way of just connecting.
Yeah, you're quite right. Live music as well. There's going to be Vegas and Rose Cheese and Produce Boxes. J&M Catering, they make some magnificent gourmet pies, so they'll be there as well. And, Mark, what you've done is divvied it up into two sessions tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got two sessions. The tickets for the afternoon session are selling out really quickly. I think there's only a handful of tickets. There are some tickets still available for the morning session. It's $45 an adult, which includes the entry tasting, souvenir glass and bottle bag. And but I'd suggest jumping online to visit grampians.com.au. You'll be able to find out about the tickets there. Grab a ticket if you haven't. You know, you can maybe take a chance and come up to the door tomorrow, but I'd be grabbing your ticket early. And look, both sessions will have all the winemakers there. We've got some great music, so it's really going to be a great Saturday of wine and celebration tomorrow.
Mark, isn't 11:30 in the morning just a little bit too early for a Shiraz?
Depends who you ask, really.
Very good answer.
When I think about winemakers, we've done tastings at 10:30, so you don't have. Yeah, look, it's just a nice time of the day to get out and taste. And when you combine a bit of music, and it's a really nice vibe at the Ballarat Mining Exchange. It's actually a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it is.
I got some photos from the event in 2019, and it's the vibe, the hustle and bustle, and it's our first big event in Ballarat back since 2019. So you're going to have a lot of excited winemakers connecting with an audience that already know our region very well. So it's going to be a great celebration of our amazing Pyrenees and Grampians wines.
The Red Series hitting Ballarat's Mining Exchange tomorrow. Tickets at visitgrampians.com.au. Their CEO is Mark Sleeman. Mark, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
Great. Thanks, Fred. Look